Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Is your pasture paying its way? This is a question I have heard lately with regards to changing input costs. Suppose you fertilize a sub-irrigated meadow on cool or warm season grasses. Let's assume after we fertilize, this will boost our forage by 0.75 tons per acre. Let's also assume hay is valued at $120 a ton. That extra 0.75 tons is worth $90 an acre, so you must spend less than that on fertilizer to break even. If hay prices rise to $150 a ton, your break-even fertilizer investment increases to $112.50 an acre. But that's just yield. In continuous grazing systems, livestock typically harvest only 25 to 35% of the forage. The rest is lost through trampling, fouling, or things of that nature. This dramatically eats into your return on your investment. To get your money's worth, combine fertilization with good grazing management with things like rotational grazing across at least 4 paddocks. This not only improves forage utilization, it helps cover those fertilizer costs. Here's a quick formula. If your total cost per acre is $150 and your hay value is $120, then your break-even yield is $150 divided by $120, or roughly 1.25 tons per acre in this case. Make sure you're getting that much forage after accounting for utilization. If you're falling short, consider cutting costs, boosting efficiency, or renting extra grazing ground to balance the budget. For additional information about this topic, go to beef.unl.edu. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Agricultural Economics Educator Shannon Sand.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.